Joyce DiDonato will give a rare recital in Princeton next week. The superstar mezzo-soprano is one of the world's most in-demand opera singers. Now, she tells WRTI's Jim Cotter about how her life and career have unfolded since those faraway days at Philadelphia's Academy of Vocal Arts.
Today, Joyce DiDonato is firmly ensconced on opera's A-list. But when she was training at AVA in the 1990s, such a future outcome seemed very unlikely.
I wasn't sort of a star singer there, and it wasn't clear that I would go on and have a career. I had to go deep inside myself and say, do I still want to stay with this?
Why did you want to stick with it?
I had to.
After Philadelphia, she had spells in the Young Artists programs at Santa Fe Opera and Houston Grand Opera, where she says it all began to come together for her vocally.
The voice started getting free, and I started really finding my voice, and that needed to happen. And happily it did, and I continuously work to find more freedom.
DiDonato believes that in order to fully explore roles, she needs to understand what the composer wanted, the historical context of the story, and bring her own life experiences to the process of creating a fully fleshed out character.
The pain that I've gone through in various ways that, you know, it always comes out of nowhere, sort of socks you over the head. Of course, I use that. That informs me as a human being, and therefore it informs me as an artist.
Joyce DiDonato is in recital at Alexander Hall at Princeton on Thursday, March 27th. It's one of only four recitals she'll perform in the United States this season.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.